101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
You know it was a successful night out with friends when you get a number and you get to go on a date with somebody. And that's what happened with RJ when you met Tasha over at the Blue Martini. How was that night?
It was awesome. It was great. We drank a little, we laughed a whole bunch, and just that energy was electric.
Ooh, I love
that. It was nice.
That's awesome. And so then where was your first date?
We went to go see Janet Jackson on our first date.
Rhythm Nation.
Oh, yes, girl. Miss Jackson, if you nasty.
Okay, how love was that?
It was beautiful. You know, just it just brings you back to your adolescence in a way, you know, seeing Janet Jackson, and then it's a first date, so... just singing along and dancing and just acting nuts.
Did you all chat afterwards, or like, has it literally ever since the concert you haven't heard from Tasha since then?
No, afterwards we went out for to a diner and had some food, and after that, that's it. I took her home, and I haven't heard from her since.
Oh,
I thought it went well, and that we hit it off.
Right?
Well, let's do this, RJ. Let's try to get Tasha on the phone so we can find out why she hasn't called you back, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, we'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
We're 1,000 miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
The Miguel Show.
RJ and Tasha met over at the Blue Martini one night, and then he took her on a fantastic date to see Janet Jackson. That was like a month ago, huh?
Yeah, that's been a month now.
Yeah, and so he hasn't heard back from her since then. Are you ready for us to get her on the phone, RJ?
Let's do it. Thank you.
Okay. Now, RJ, this is just a quick heads up. When we do get Tasha on the phone, Miguel and I will do the talking. That way, yeah, hopefully everything will be very honest. Okay.
Sorry, the phone's really loud when we dial.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tasha?
Yes.
Hey, Tasha, this is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Well, let me start off with, girl, you saw Janet Jackson. How was it?
It was really good. Did I win something Janet related?
Unfortunately, no. Not. But we have a question.
We have a Janet-related question.
We do.
Hey, it's Holly. So we actually have been in touch with RJ, the guy that you went to see Janet with. And he just wants to know why he hasn't been able to get a hold of you, because he loved hanging out with you. A little Rhythm Nation action. Mm-hmm. And then he liked maybe a second date, but we just want to know what's been going on.
The concert was awesome. I love me some Janet.
Yes.
And RJ is a very nice person, a lovely human being.
Okay.
So what's the issue?
That guy, he's so super gay.
Oh.
Well, just because I look good and I love Janet Jackson doesn't give you the right to assume that I'm gay.
Actually, Tasha, we have RJ on the phone.
Why do you assume he's gay?
I mean, the moment Janet came out, he started dancing. It was just very, very effeminate. And I took some video of it because I was like, is this just me?
What?
And I showed it to my friends and they were like, oh yeah, no, he's definitely gay. And that's fine. I'm not homophobic. It's totally great.
It's a video of me? Hold on a second.
This is my territory. RJ, come on. If you are, there's nothing wrong with it. I am. Girl, we can go to Hamburger Mary's and talk about it. Are you gay?
All respect. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Those are my people as well. But you can't assume that I'm gay just because the way I dress, Janet Jackson, the way I move. Come on, man. I move my booty. That's fine. Can't assume that I'm gay, though.
RJ, have you ever had a sexual experience with another man?
Miguel!
Listen, we got to get to the bottom of this.
I'd like to know.
In college, sometimes stuff happens, right? Something. But listen up. The bottom line, I'm not gay. But the big thing that I want to talk about, hold on. Why the hell are you recording me?
Ooh.
Why are you recording my ass?
Oh!
You understand what I'm saying?
Because it was so funny. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be insulting, but it was like you were being so intense.
I've never been so offended. Bye, bitch.
Oh!
Did he just do a bye, bitch?
He just bye, bitch.
He gay.
Blown off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app, free for your iPhone or Android.